then they used to whoop them. I mean, they'd make them lay across the bow, and them white men would take them straps and whoop. Oh, rawhide. You ever seen a rawhide whip with your dry buggy horses with? Well, they used to have a whip set up in the dash in the buggy. Mm-hmm. They whipped the horse with rawhide with a little handle on it. And boys, I've seen them take that thing when I was a child and cut, beat women till they cut their clothes into their skin. Mm. Be soaked with blood. Mm. They had to say, Master, Mister. And that's the reason I say, Mister, they ought to be happy now. Because now they do have their way. The Negro running over the white people and trying to take over. They're trying to get in the White House. But I hope they never get in there as long as I'm here. Because if a Negro got over that money, I wouldn't get another check. Well, they wouldn't. They'd give them to the one they like. Uh-huh. They friends. See, the white man looks out for all of us, poor and old. But they wouldn't, you wouldn't get, they ain't gonna let them get all that money though. White people got them. Old nigga, black woman is one of them. Your elbows hanging down here look like the ring in a car nose. Black as a could she could be, she trying to run for president, get in the White House. And what she know to do with it? The white people meets one another and eat and drink together, and they can't hardly pick nobody to do right. Well, we don't see nothing but the picture. We don't know nothing about them. How do we know who to pick? I let the white folk handle it. I don't know what to say. They asked me one time, and they're talking about this old suffragation. And it was, ooh, when the first went to the pool here, they didn't allow the niggas to vote. And the first time they started to the pool, the white folks said, better not that nigga be at that pool, better keep shirts on. Wasn't down there that moment. But the next year, when they said they could vote, they went. Well, now, when they let them vote, they thought that meant that they could set all up aside the white people. But it didn't mean that, because they hadn't started with this old segregation or, you know, whatever it is. But the colored went in the back and sitting the white sit in the front on the bus and streetcars. And all that morning, they went to the poll that day. Then that next morning, the niggas went to stepping over the white ladies. The police had to be down there and guide them to getting on the streetcar to go to the hill to wait. And one woman, she stepped, pulled the white lady back and stepped in front of her. Now, that was rude for me to pull you back when I can wait till you get on. I had to go in the back anyhow. Why not wait? But she pulled that white woman back because she went to the poll the day before. The police arrested her. She lied. She was waiting for the rich white people up there on the hill. She said, Miss, you can't arrest me. I'm supposed to be in the kitchen right now, cooking her breakfast. And you, he said, but damn, she don't get you from the barrel before you cook this morning. And he went on. And I laughed because they act so foolish. And I was going on. So Reverend, he had two little old gals up there on the hill. He called himself a preacher. But Reverend is a fine minister here. He's been here in Augusta a long time, and he preaches right, he talks right. Nobody's never known nothing dirty of him. Him and his wife has always gotten along. So I was sitting on the streetcar, and I was sitting in the back, on the back seat, and I was used to the white people. The children slept all in the bed with me. But the minute I could get away from them, I was glad to get away. And I'd gone on in the back of the bus and sat down. So this gal, the bus got there, and she jumped in the bus. And there was a white man standing up there talking to the bus driver. See, they ain't allowed to say nothing. The bus driver ain't allowed to say nothing. So his wife, I didn't know it was his wife, but where you step in the door, it's a seat right there. And she was sitting on that seat right inside the door, and she had a pocketbook laying inside of her. This young gal, she stepped in,